Hey everyone, it's Rick. I want to give you a quick note about this episode before we get started. Joe Firestone was nice enough to be our guest judge this week, and she is best known to us through a podcast called Dr. Game Show. Now, this podcast had unfortunately been canceled when we recorded, but it has since been announced that the podcast is being brought back on the Maximum Fun Network. So while we don't mention it in the episode, we do want to highly encourage you to check that out when it re-releases in March. Okay, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Will It Game. This is the podcast about pitching crappy board games to people who know a little more of what they're doing than me and my friend Rick here. Rick, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. And yes, I have no idea what I'm doing 87.3% of the time.
I like that statistic. It sounds plausible.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest, Joe Firestone, a comedian, on the podcast today, and we're super excited for her to be very judgmental of our poorly crafted games. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm really good. I'm not judgmental. I just want to say I gave you a hard theme, so I'm not expecting, you know, Scrabble.
So Scrabble's the standard, I guess.
How does that pitch even work when you're pitching Scrabble? Like, it couldn't have even been that exciting back then. Like, listen, we've got letters. We're going to put them in rows on a board. You know how you have crossword puzzles? You know how you want to make that? Here we go.
Well, I feel like that maybe they weren't sold until they said there are little blank tiles, too. And then people were like, whoa.
Game changer.
Blank tiles, I can work with that. Great.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is how it's going to work. Joe, we're going to pitch two different board games. Rick's going to pitch first, and then I'll pitch. And your theme of choice was elements of a relationship. That's an interesting one. I had a hard time with this theme. I'm interested in seeing what you think of our two game pitches. So we'll pitch these two games, and you can add whatever you want to the mix and tell us what works and what doesn't work. And then ultimately, you're going to have to judge which one is the least crappy board game.
Okay.
So, Joe, what kind of games do you normally play?
I think my top two most played games are Scrabble and Dr. Mario. But Dr. Mario is not a board game, so we'll just say Scrabble. I like to think of games a lot. That's I like to play made up games a lot.
Right.
Yeah, and actually Ryan did pitch on a past episode Dr. Mario the card game, so maybe if that comes to life, you know, you can get behind that.
How would you even do it? Do you have little pills on your
Oh, yeah, it's for the kids. We have a bunch of little pills. They're plastic, though. Everything's safe. Everything's fine.
They were pill cards, and you had to basically match colors to defeat them. And then the funny part about that game pitch was that you only come away with negative points. So it's like whoever's not the worst.
The least sick person is the one that wins.
That's good. That's really good. I like that.
So I guess I'll go first. And my game is going to take the shape that I've started to detect a pattern in my type of games, but I've called this one the Relationship Olympics. We've already had regular Olympics. We did Grocery Store Olympics. So now we're going to do the Relationship Olympics. And this will be a game that you play as a couple against other couples. And I kind of view it as the newlywed game if it was done correctly. Okay, so let's step it up a little bit. We've got to get those challenges that actually come into play whenever you are in a relationship and trying to have a serious relationship. So, you know, first things first, we're going to have the sock pickup challenge. You can't just leave the clothes all over the floor because you might drive your partner crazy. You got to pick up all that laundry that's all over the place, and we got to see who's able to do that the fastest, okay? We've got...
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Oh, sure.
Sorry. Are these real socks or are these cardboard little mini
socks? You know, I think we'll do a Kickstarter where the standard version will have cardboard, but we'll upgrade to real socks for the deluxe version, I think. But as I'm thinking about it, it actually might be more expensive to bring in cardboard socks. I don't even know.
Okay.
We'll have to. And used would be preferred, obviously.
We'll leave it to the manufacturer to decide that.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then The other would be navigating the in-laws. Okay, so you've got awkward questions that you read off of cards that you might get from the in-laws. And so you've got to be able to either answer them to kind of dodge the question or change the subject or something like that. And, you know, you get points based on how successful you are at that. We got a ton of mini games that we'll include. They're all still in development. But my number one favorite right now is going to be shave the back hair, because we all know that a real relationship is built around being able to help get rid of the back hair. So we're going to have, it's going to be something never before seen in board games. It's going to be shaveable paper that's going to be able to be removed and then reset for more plays. And so the fastest person to do that is going to win that particular game. You kind of count up your points and see how well you did in each little mini game, and whoever's got the most wins the night. And that is Relationship Olympics.
Wow. Very interesting. Thank you.
You know, I don't know that you have to say thank you for that game pitch. I feel like it wasn't quite good enough to deserve it, but I appreciate it.
I'm just curious if you're going to use the same technology as that, like, magnetic shaving.
Oh, like the Woolly Willy guy?
Woolly Willy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. I was kind of thinking, you know those, like, it started with pillows and now it's gone to everything. They have, like, the sequins that kind of are dual-sided.
Yes.
And I can never walk past them in a store without going up and down, like, you know, slightly adjusting the pattern. Maybe it's something like that, or maybe Woolly Willy, or maybe some combo. How that combos, I don't know. It'd be terrifying.
Okay, I understand. It seems, I'll admit this seems expensive, but I'll take it into account.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, what you got, sir?
Mine is not necessarily about human relationships. This is about the relationship between a monster and the people he's terrorizing.
Oh, snap.
So there's a game that I really enjoy called Campy Creatures. And basically what you're doing is there's some similarities in what I'm pitching. Everybody's got a hand of 10 monsters. So this hand of 10 monsters is going to be some of the classic, like Mothra and Godzilla. But of course we won't use those names. We'll use like Giant Robot Guy and Flying Flame Monster and things like that. So yeah. We'll this way, you know, avoid lawsuits.
It's
we don't
like
want to
the
get into
toys
that.
That you find at the dollar store kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got the hand of 10 monsters, and everybody is competing to get heart tokens from the middle of the table. Each round, they're going to have enough heart tokens for just three. Let's say it's a 4-player game. You'll only have 3 heart tokens in the middle of the area. Each of the cards is going to have a number that's going to tell you how badly you terrorize the city. And then each card is also going to have something that offsets it. Maybe add 1 to the person to your left, or, you know, some sort of like kind of mitigates the number. If you've got a 5 next to you, take 2 off of your total. So what you're trying to do is trying to play these 10 cards. Each round, you'll play 1 card, and everybody flips over their card to see what everybody played. The 3 players that have the lowest total on the table get those 3 hearts. So essentially, you're trying not to be the worst monster. Mm. The person who is the worst monster, who causes the most destruction, that monster won't get a heart from the people of this fair city. So essentially, you're trying to terrorize people the least with your monsters.
You want to scare them, but not too much.
Exactly. After 10 rounds, you're going to have played all 10 of your monsters, and because everybody knows their totals, so you know that the person across from you's already played monster 5 and monster 8 and monster 2, you can kind of guess what's available in their hand next. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of deducing, like, is it the right time to play a high-level monster? Or maybe the person next to me is going to play a 5, and that's going to offset my monster and bring its total down a little. So it's a little bit of deduction, but it's also a little bit of just trying to read the room and figure out when is the best time to play your monster so that you are not the worst monster.
Sounds a little bit like Heart.
It is. It is. It does have that element. One of the things about it is there is going to be a card in the that comes, it's a deluxe card, kind of like a tarot-sized card, so it's going to be a large one, that says, Monster, you're the worst. And so that gets handed out to the person with the least amount of hearts at the end of the game.
Just
so
in case they didn't know, like, that you lost, here's a card to remind you that you lost.
Exactly. We want to make sure that we really hammer that one home.
There you go. You've made, like, a game here, Ryan. Like, to say that this was tough, like...
Ryan, this definitely seems like a game. I'm not going to take that away from you. But I am saying the prompt was relationships, and you really turned it into a terrifying experience. And maybe that's your personal history coming into things, but I'm just... You really departed from the theme.
Well, the relationship, it's the relationship of the monster. Think about it. King Kong loved, what was that?
The lady?
What was the lady's name? The lady.
Yeah, well.
In King Kong.
Yes, we know. Okay. The lady.
He loved the lady in King Kong. Okay.
But that's not a love that we celebrate in society, Ryan. That's one that we find kind of disturbing and try not to talk about.
Why is it that humanity can't be more accepting of gigantic monsters? Because they really need love, too.
Did you watch Hotel Transylvania last night? Is this what happened? Like,
very interesting. I mean, truly, I think in terms of the market, Ryan, I think you definitely have a heads up, just because yours doesn't seem to cost at least $100 a game with the socks and et cetera. But it's really hard to say because Rick definitely did adhere to the theme. And
I mean, I'm nothing if a rules follower, if not a rules follower.
I mean, sure. So I guess what I would do if I, let's say I had... 100% of my money, I would put 70% to Rick and 30% to Ryan, assuming that Ryan could raise the funds from several other wise investors.
Gotcha. So this is a split decision, but majority to relationship Olympics.
Yes,
very
it's
cool.
All about the back hair is what it is. And I'm going to put that on the box.
now with realistic back hair removal.
Or maybe I'll put... I like this game 70% Joe Firestone.
Maybe that's what I'm going to
also
put. Yeah,
perfect.
That's great. So, Joe, tell us a little about your comedy and where people can find your what you do, your craft.
Let's see. I do stand-up, and I put on shows, and I guess people can find me if they go to my website, joefirestone.com.
Excellent. Cool. And we'll share. I think Rick was telling me that you did a spot on the Tonight Show that was hilarious. So we'll be sure to share that with our listeners and in the show notes. Yeah. So excellent. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show and for judging our relationship. I'm putting a question. You can hear the question mark there. Our relationship games.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the game pitches.
And that'll do it for this episode. Be sure to head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. Vote for your favorite of these two pitches. As relationshipy as they are, I don't know. That was a real struggle. Anyway, until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.